T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, who did you guys crown last week? I wasn't here for the greatest.
Last week was we didn't really crown anybody. We did the greatest stadium anthems.
Greatest stadium anthems, okay.
Yes, like, you know, we will rock you. I'm sick of Seven Nation Army. I mean, we talked about some of the great some people, like even Ree Rieger said who he doesn't, because I hate the Red Sox, but I kind of like Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
You know, so I don't think we ever really, in this exercise, crown a champion per se, but we take your calls and your texts, your faxes, 248-539-9796.
Your letters, if you want to mail us a letter, feel free. The
Pony
address
Express.
Is 5569.
Right, exactly. Also, Morse code, ...
What is your favorite candy of all time? 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the same. And again, there are no false answers here. There's no correct answers. The only false answers in this particular exercise are fruit candies. Heather, go ahead.
Hey, I love fruit candies. That's all I like. I'm not a big chocolate eater, but I love candy. So this is actually really hard for me to do. So I created a list of my top five.
Because Heather, it's not called the top five greatest.
Well, fine, but
it's
I've got number one at the top of my five, I guess. But it was a really hard decision.
All right, why don't you go ahead and eliminate all the fruit-based candies and then start.
I've got nothing.
Okay, thanks,
I don't
Heather.
Like chocolate Stony.
Candies. So we're like, right. Heather, does Chuckles count as a fruit-based candy?
Heck yes, I love Chuckles.
Okay, Chuckles is a good candy.
Yeah, not the black ones, but I like every
other
one.
Stop.
I don't like black licorice.
Okay. So make sure.
Wait, how would Chuckles not qualify as a fruit-based candy?
Because it's probably not made of real fruit. I don't know. I have no idea.
If we're going to go based on not made of real products,
But whatever.
All right, game's over, guys. Thanks for playing.
Whatever. Mine, there's so many because I love, like, Pez. I could eat a six-pack of Pez in a second. I love the candy that's coming back. Most people, Necco wafers. I love Necco wafers.
So do I.
But if I'm going to pick one candy, and it's a toss-up between Peppermint Patty, which I love because it's the most underrated candy in the world, but I'm going with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I mean, it's basic, but you know what? That's the best. I love peanut butter.
Good.
I love chocolate, and that's it.
I actually think, Stoney, that's going to win if we are going to crown a greatest. When you're going through all the calls and all the faxes and all the letters you get and the telegrams, I do think that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups will be the all-time grand champion. It's not my personal favorite, but I do think it will be the all-time grand champion.
What is your personal favorite?
I agonized over this. I lost some sleep. I mean, it took me a long time to finally decide. And it's going to – my all-time favorite candy is M&M.
Really?
Plain or peanut?
I actually prefer peanut, but I'm going to go with a plain just because it's so perfect. It's such a perfect candy. It melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
That's bull crap. It depends how warm it is outside.
Well, the chocolate sometimes. No. I mean, the candy can get on your hands, but not the chocolate.
Okay.
The chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hands because of the amazing candy shell on the outside.
The candy-coated shell. Look, M&M is a great candy. I'm not going to really argue with on that.
And because it's a small candy, and therefore a packaged small candy, you never have to turn it down. If anybody goes, hey, would you like an M&M? Of course. Or if they say, hey, would you like a Snickers bar? It's like, I'm not sure I could eat an entire Snickers bar. But you can always eat an M&M.
Right, absolutely.
Greatest candy of all time. Stoney is in with his Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm in with my M&Ms. Heather Park has five. She can't decide between them. All are fruit-based. I can guess at least two. I know you're a big fan of the Swedish Fish.
Yes, that's my number
two. I know
you're
a big fan of the Sour Patch Kids.
That's my number five. I like the Sour Patch Watermelon better than the Sour Patch Kids. That comes in at number five on my list. My number one, probably no one will agree with, but it's a candy that I could eat all of the time, over and over and over again, and I never get sick of it. And that's Red Vines, which I've talked about before. So that's going to be my number one.
You know, Red Vines are the greatest. Yes. The Twizzlers aren't even in the same ballpark.
Agreed. Agreed. So Red Vines are my pick. My number one, followed by Swedish Fish, the multicolored. Then, I don't know if you've ever had this Star Mix.
Nope.
Haribo, no. Haribo candies. It's like the greatest candies all mixed together. That's number three, followed by Nerd Jelly Beans. So wow. Good. Followed by the Watermelon Sour Patch Kids. That's my top five.
My daughter loves sour Skittles. We got a ticket text from Rich and Warren who says, screw Jamie on the fruit thing. Coconut is a fruit, and that's why Mounds is my favorite. Ooh. See, I'm not a coconut person at all.
Wow.
Mounds is awful. Coconut to me is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like coconut either. I'm not a Mounds or an Almond Joy person. I mean, I like Mounds. I'm not a big fan of the candy Mounds or Almond Joy. I think I think coconut can be... But still, when I think of Mounds or Almond Joy, I think of a chocolate-based candy, not a quote-unquote fruit-based candy. I mean, I get what he's trying to say.
Yes. Let's see. Greatest candy, hands down, plain M&Ms. I prefer peanut, though. Jeff and his truck, frozen strawberry Charleston Chew.
Ooh, those are good, too.
Wow, Charleston Chew, a classic from behind from the old days.
The frozen of any like Halloween candy type, Snickers, Twix... You just can't go wrong. When you put those babies in the freezer, and then they kind of are a frozen treat, and then they kind of like start to, you know, thaw a little bit. It's very, very good.
It's like Milky Way and Milkshake Bar, Three Musketeers when they're frozen. Nestle's Crunch when they're frozen. I love it. Tony and Roseville, when peanut butter met chocolate, Reese's Cups.
It was a magical thing. It really was.
Yes.
I mean, what took them so long?
Exactly. How about this one? This is underrated. I like it. I had it more as a kid. Good and Plenty. I was a big Good and Plenty guy. Now, Heather probably didn't like it because it's like a dark licorice type of taste.
Those little things that look like little pills that are multicolored?
Pink and white. They're pink and white. Good and Plenty.
I call them like... It's black licorice.
It's a black licorice candy.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, black licorice is one of those things where either you hate it like me... And apparently Heather, or you like it, like Stoney, I know Wojo's a big black licorice fan. I think black licorice is one of the worst tastes out there. I can't stand it. So that's an immediate deal breaker for me.
So you wouldn't drink Sambuca then?
I hate Sambuca.
Or what's the other one?
Uzo?
No, what's the, you know you've had a bad night, Jägermeister.
But that's not that much black licorice taste, is it?
I taste the black licorice.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's go to Rob and Howell. You're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
So I have to say, like, there's only one that I always go to, and it's the Payday. And not the king size. That's too much. Mm-hmm. Got to go with the regular size, because really, it's the only candy bar you can follow with an ice-cold Coke.
Because you have the nuts as opposed to the chocolate. Chocolate and an ice-cold Coke does not taste very good together.
Though when I was a kid, if you'd asked me this question 40 years ago, I would have said the Marathon bar all the way. Can't get those anymore.
The Marathon bar was outstanding. Yeah. It was woven together chocolate caramel bar that was about 12 inches long.
Yep.
It was absolutely exquisite. But yes, you don't see those anymore. No, you're 100% right.
I think kids choked on them and died because I remember so many times I shoved so much in my mouth and tried to chew the caramel and just choked on it.
I've never heard of death by Marathon bar.
But you have heard of the Marathon bar, yes?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The other
one that I never buy for myself, but like if it comes up in a Halloween basket, I pounce on it. Is the 100 Grand bar?
Yeah,
It's like a combination of the Marathon bar and like a Nestle Crunch. It's outstanding.
Tony in Roseville says Trader Joe's mini dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Okay.
I've never had them. Haribo gummy bears. That's from Ryan at work in Plymouth. I'm sure Heather mm-hmm. likes them.
Yeah. My problem with like the whole gummy bears or even jelly bellies or jelly beans or things like that is it kind of goes back to the whole black licorice thing. Like I don't like, there's certain flavors I just don't like. So then I don't want to be that guy who's like picking around at them, you know?
Really? What other flavors besides maybe the black licorice flavor don't you like?
Like a pineapple-y or something like that. There's only certain ones I really like.
Dan,
sour apple, maybe. Heather. Sour apple. Don't like that.
Dan texts in, says, do orange Tic Tacs qualify as candy?
Yes.
If not, then Skittles.
Orange Tic Tacs are definitely candy. They're not like mints. I could eat a whole thing of orange Tic Tacs in 5 minutes.
That might not be good for you.
No, it's definitely not, but they're not like minty. Like, I want a refreshing breath mint, so I'm going to have an orange Tic Tac.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And Skittles, by the way, just to clarify, they don't taste any differently, right? All the colors taste exactly the same, don't they?
No.
If I do a blunt. I think they kind of do, Heather.
They're different.
No, they don't. They're all different. What are you talking about?
Next time we get together, I'm going to do a blindfold taste test, and I'll show you.
Are you thinking of M&M's? Skittles are all different flavored.
Yeah, they are.
I bet if you take a handful of them, you can't tell the difference.
That's because you usually eat a handful. The problem is you usually don't eat it, at least I don't, because I'm a pig. Most people eat one Skittle at a time.
No, but as kids, when I was a kid, I used to separate them by the color. I like the purple ones the best.
Two for Butterfingers. One says, Butterfinger, let's move on, shall we? Butterfinger, it lasts so long, you're picking out of your teeth for hours. Love them. Trent Nakar says the goat candy is the Reese's Outrageous bar. Chocolate, peanut butter, caramel, and Reese's Pieces inside. Literally the best combination imaginable.
I've never had it, and I'm trying to picture it. I'm not even sure I've seen it. I'm sure I've seen it, but I guess I can't picture it.
Bobby from Lake Orion says... Heather's saying sour watermelon is better than Sour Patch Kids is the smartest thing ever said by a human. Respect with capital letters.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. I feel honored. Holy
the
cow.
The smartest thing. Think about that for a second. Smartest thing ever said by a human.
Ever.
That's some good company.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're doing well for yourself.
And somebody says, what is a chuckle? I have no idea. Do they?
Oh, really? They still make chuckles?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah, they do. You can either get like a little pack of them, like a six pack. Oh, yeah, they have met. I love candy. Or they have them in like those boxes at the gas station.
If I remember correctly, at the Motown Museum, they had like a candy vending machine. And they explained how Stevie Wonder always had the chuckles in the same spot because he was blind. So he knew exactly where to take it. He loved chuckles.
They're good.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
They have mini chuckles, too, which are even better than the original.
97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.